A sprawling empire figures in today's GeoQuiz. That empire we're looking for once stretched from Algiers to Baghdad and Budapest. Today, the capital of this once dominant empire has a mighty culinary reputation. One local specialty is the roasted lamb sandwich. It's actually a sandwich of roasted lamb intestines. Fire-grilled hot peppers, tomatoes, and a generous pinch of oregano make it nice and spicy. It's so popular among locals, a pop star wrote a song about the delicacy. So, what's the name of this empire that encompassed North Africa, the Middle East, and the Balkans, and that serves up culinary fare reflecting the diverse cultures of its past? We'll pay a visit in a few minutes. We were looking for one of history's great empires for our GeoQuiz today. The Ottoman Empire lasted for 5 centuries. Its capital was Istanbul. Locals say the rich variety of food there reflects the empire's multicultural history. A group called Istanbul Eats offers culinary walking tours of the city. Matthew Brunwasser tagged along on a recent tour.
It's 9 a.m. outside the Spice Bazaar in the old city of Istanbul. Istanbul Eats guide Angelus Nanos is waiting for his tourists, Adrian Van Allen and Julie Chang from Oakland, California.
Hey, Julie. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. So you recognize me, huh? Yes,
Nanos is a Greek who fell in love with Istanbul 6 years ago and has lived here off and on ever since. Nanos tells us we're going to experience Turkish food where it lives, not by sitting in a restaurant. The six-hour tour will include roughly 3 hours of walking and 3 hours of eating.
Let's make our breakfast together, like buying stuff.
The open market has huge bins with dozens of types of olives and cheeses, spicy red pepper pastes, pickles, nuts, and meats. One of the most important elements of Istanbul street food is the omnipresent semit. It's like a sesame bagel, but baked and not boiled.
It's something that you grab before you're going to your job, or like it's a snack, or it's something very, you know, Turkish, and you buy them most of the times from people with push-like carts around the city.
Nanos is skilled at retooling the tour for squeamish or adventurous eaters. He points out one special Turkish cheese you probably won't find in your local supermarket, tulum.
Let's see, so it gets aged in the skin of the goat, you know, and it takes this, like, very strong taste, kind of Conan the Barbarian kind of cheese, you know.
Van Allen says part of the reason she came to Istanbul is her love of Turkish food, which reflects its history as an enormous multicultural empire.
It's an interesting synthesis of all the different areas around it, so it's no one thing. It's actually a combination of lots of different things. So it has the sort of the Middle Eastern food along with some of the Mediterranean. So on one plate you can have something that looks like a lamb ravioli and then like hummus next to it.
We have breakfast at a simple table in the entryway of an ancient building filled with workshops. Then we stop off for a pide, otherwise known as Turkish pizza, originally from the Caucasus Mountains or the Black Sea region. Back on the street, Nano says he wants to show us something. He leads us down an alley.
So, what is that? What do you think?
Wonderful sound.
Sound, yes. This is kokoreç. You're right, kokoreç. So, it's written like kokoreç.
It looks like a long, greasy football on a stick, spitting grease on the coals. It's fat and sweetbreads wrapped up like a mummy. But instead of bandages, it's wrapped up with lamb intestines. The kokoreç maker cuts off a section, adds tomatoes, peppers, and oregano, and chops it up for a sandwich. When Turkey began negotiations for joining the European Union in 2005, one of Turk's major fears was that EU food laws might ban kokoreç.
Kokoreç, it looks something like bizarre, but it's, you know, something very Turkish, and before to leave, you should try kokoreç. I'm not sure if you like it or no.
What does it taste like?
Kind of like chopped sausage, but with a bit more of the offal taste.
awful taste.
No, O-F-F-A-L.
Cheng might be a more adventurous eater than most American tourists in Istanbul.
There's a little bit of a bacony taste to it, too.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever put lemon on this?
The tour takes us to a candy shop, which makes its own hard candies, an old-fashioned soda fountain-type place for boza, a fermented millet drink, and, of course, a doner kebab stand. After 5 hours of walking and eating, we make our first stop in a restaurant.
We are so lucky that we still, in 2011, we still can find in Istanbul all this diversity of food that it comes from the Ottoman times.
The specialty of the place is boneless smoked lamb, slow roasted on a chain above hot coals. But by the end of the tour, it's tough for tour goers to eat anymore.
Most of the times I see half-closed eyes and a huge belly telling me no more. Thanks very much, but please don't feed me anymore. I mean, now I just need a bed to take a nap. And that makes us happy.
Istanbul is an increasingly trendy destination for tourists from around the world. And while it's cool to be a foodie these days as well, the Turks have been serious about their food since long before today's foodie trends began. For the world, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, Istanbul.
Take a tour of Turkey's favorite foods on our website, theworld.org, and a fair warning, don't look if you're hungry, it'll only make it worse. One more thing, congratulations to Mike from Franktown, Colorado, Armando in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Lisa in Durham, Oregon. They're the selected winners of today's GeoQuiz texting game. If you want to play on your phone, just text GeoQuiz one word to 69866. This is PRI.